Breast Cancer Awareness. Now, a reminder to all of the listeners that our Pink Hijab Day will be taking place on Tuesday, the 31st of October 2023. So do stay tuned to the program for more information and a sneak peek at what is to come in that program. Now, we are speaking about breast cancer and early detection this morning. We have listened to our guest this morning on Community Connections, and we continue with Dr. Fatima Hussain, Wood Health, and this includes surgery for breast, thyroid, and soft tissue tumors. Joining me on the line is Dr. Fatima Hussain. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Fatima, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm alhamdulillah. Thank you for having me. Shukran so much.
It is definitely a pleasure. Now, Dr. Fatima, as I mentioned, we are focusing on breast cancer and the awareness of this for this entire month, but also quite a few topics that we can address with regards to breast cancer, but we're also focusing on early detection. So what would you say that about women and men being encouraged to get screened regularly so that they can find out if they are having cancer in its beginning stages and what will improve their chances of survival?
Okay, so it's a little bit of a heavy topic. Screening is screening in the government sector. However, for those who can afford it, the international standard is screening annually for a breast mammogram and ultrasound with a clinical examination by a doctor once a year. And that starts after the age of 40. The American guidelines have just reiterated that is with breast cancer. That said, if a male does have a history or a family history or is a known gene carrier, then obviously their doctor will advise what the screening should be for that person. And therefore, we would definitely suggest that they go for regular screening according to what their doctor suggests. For all people out there, we say that you should definitely get comfortable with your breasts. Do a monthly breast self-examination. So that means take a look at what they look like. And feel them so that you know what they feel like, and anything new can be palpated. And this is usually done about 10 days after your period or your menstrual menstruation. And if there are any changes, if you are a premenstrual woman, so under the age of 40, we usually say it can change within a month. So if there isn't any change over that month, then definitely go to your doctor and have it checked out. But otherwise, for all women who are postmenopausal, any new lump is abnormal and needs to be checked out immediately.
So what can you tell us also about the different methods of breast cancer screening, and also what would you say are the most effective methods?
There's different ways to screen. So like I said, there's it's different for different age groups. So, under the age of 40, you do your regular monthly breast self-examination. Unless you're in one of the high-risk categories, then obviously your doctor will probably suggest a mammogram and ultrasound. If you're very young, then MRI, of the breast is a better screening tool, or one of the best screening tools, because the breasts are very dense in younger women, and mammogram can't see really well for in younger or more dense breasts, so that's what is the better technique in that group. But for the vast majority of women and those going and those over the age of 40, regular, like I said, mammogram, which is kind of like an X-ray of the breast, and an ultrasound, which most people both techniques, which increases the pickup rate of lesions or tumors or whatever in the breast.
Now, you have been focusing on also younger individuals that can experience breast cancer, and that also they have to use various methods which are differing to the usual mammogram that we always speak about. So would you say that there is also a shift in those being diagnosed from what we were used to, maybe older individuals, and now it has been started seeping through to the younger generation?
I would say that we are starting to see a lot more younger people with breast cancer. So yes, we would say that the incidence of breast cancer among the young is increasing, and new literature is coming out from overseas that's saying that this is what they are also seeing. So internationally, around the world, we are seeing that younger people are being diagnosed more and more, or the frequency of breast cancer amongst the younger population is getting higher. Whether that is because we are becoming more vigilant people are more aware of breast cancer, and therefore they go earlier for testing so that we see it earlier. I can't really say or to what that can be attributed. But definitely we are seeing a lot more women under the age of 40 being diagnosed with breast cancer, yes.
Uh-huh. And speaking about the age difference in the diagnosed patients with breast cancer, would you say that finding the cancer at an earlier stage in your life has an effect on the treatment and the outcomes of it?
So the advantage of being that younger people have a greater reserve. They generally are healthier and they are in better shape, and therefore they can withstand the treatment, like the chemotherapies and the hormone blocking agents, etc. They can withstand that or the side effects of those treatments a lot better than the older population group, because they have that functional reserve. However, the efficacy of treatment that is available is not necessarily determined by age, but rather by, determined by the stage of the tumor and the type of tumor that the patient has. So the earlier you pick up any tumor, irrespective of the age group at which you pick it up, the earlier you pick it up, the better the prognosis, the better the outcome, the more effective the treatment, etc.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Fatima, we had a guest on this to go for a screening, and she found out that she had a lump and she is going for a removal of that. But would you say that it is not only when you go to events or you go to certain places that you should go for that screening just because you are in the right place at the right time? Or would you rather say that it should be made a part of our routines on a monthly basis or after a certain amount of time to actually go and check ourselves out, whether it is just for breast cancer or whether it is a full checkup?
I'm fully supportive of the latter. I do not think that ignorance is always bliss. I think it is definitely important for us to be aware that we are at risk of developing these illnesses, and the more we preempt it, the earlier we intervene, the better the outcomes. So the recommendations is every month, once a month. I say for the postmenopausal woman, so the woman who is not getting the menstrual cycle every month, choose a date in the month. For example, the 10th of every month. Make sure you have an alarm on your phone and do a breast self-examination every month. Make it your what you do every month, once a month. For those under 40, obviously 10 days after your menstrual cycle, definitely do the clinical self-exam ultrasound. Because yes, breast cancers, majority of them grow very, very slowly. But the earlier you pick them up, like that lady that spoke earlier today, you can get a lumpectomy. It doesn't have to be a long journey with a lot of side effects. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be sad and have a whole lot of negativity around it. And the easier it is in the majority of patients. So you don't want to be ignorant as far as this is concerned. You want to go annually for your mammogram and ultrasound. We should make it a part of what we do to look after ourselves.
Uh-huh. And speaking about looking after ourselves, it's also important that we are aware of what is happening within our families, especially where health is concerned. And would you say that genes also play a great role in this type of testing entail?
So genetics do play a role. The majority of breast cancers are actually not genetic associated. So only about 5% of them do have a genetic association, and they tend to be more in the younger population group. That said, it doesn't mean that it's something that we should ignore. It definitely does direct to a certain degree our treatment. They starting to make it kind of routine. So if you get diagnosed with breast cancer, they automatically do genetic testing. That is still not what we do in South Africa. We do genetic testing based on risk. So if we see that a lot, we ask you about your family history, if there are a couple of members in your family or with history that is suggestive of cancer surgeons will suggest genetic testing. If you have triple negative type of breast cancers, we will suggest genetic screening. So these are the types that are often associated with genetic predisposition for breast cancer. And then it involves just, it usually involves just a blood test. So it's not like a painful thing. Or sometimes certain laboratories take a little, kind of like an earbud kind of thing, or what we call a swab on the inner and see if there's an abnormality there that will predispose you to developing breast cancer or any other cancer for that matter.
Dr. Fatima, it is unfortunately our time now, but I do think that this is a conversation that can continue, and there are so many more avenues that we may explore focusing on breast cancer, and not only that in women as we were speaking about now, but also in men. And perhaps we can actually explore the breast cancer in men in a future segment, but it has come to our time together this morning. Alhamdulillah, and shukran for joining us on the line and also enlightening us on the screening process and how important it is to find those things early within our bodies and always go for a proper checkup.
Shukran so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity to bring about awareness and the various things that we can do to help diagnose breast cancer early.
Afwan and assalamu alaikum to you. That was Doc. We will be ending off our show today. Stay tuned.
The Voice of the Cape.